Kentucky House passes bill banning child sex change attempts. By Spencer Lindquist on March 6, 2023. The Kentucky House of Representatives has passed a bill that would prohibit healthcare professionals from using medical interventions like puberty blockers or sex change operations on minors who identify as transgender. The legislation, House Bill 470, would require an investigation of any report of provision of gender transition services to a person under the age of 18 years and also require revocation of the provider's license if confirmed and termination of public funding for a public employee. If the bill becomes law, it will also require that providers become liable for all damages and costs sustained for providing gender transition services. The bill, which passed by a vote of 75-22, will now be considered in the Senate. Luca Hine of Minnesota, who is a detransitioner, told lawmakers how she has been permanently harmed by medical interventions that sought to aid her transition. I was affirmed down a path of medical intervention that I could not fully understand the long-term impacts and consequences of, nor fully consent to, due to both my age and my mental health conditions, she said. Several detransitioners have spoken out about their experiences, with some saying that their lives have been ruined by their medical transition attempt. Meanwhile, bill sponsor Representative Jennifer Decker, Irrawaddy, explained that the legislation intends to protect children from irreversible damage. Decker stated, "It is only when children are subjected to medicalization, hormones and life-altering surgery, that their mental health worsens." Also going on to add, "It is not good to start with. It worsens with these procedures." A pro-transgender organization called the Human Rights Campaign, HRC, condemned the proposed legislation, with Catherine Oakley, HRC's state legislative director and senior counsel, remarking, "Denying transgender and non-binary youth access to best practice care is dangerous, spiteful, and just another example of Kentucky legislators abusing their authority to achieve their own political goals." Meanwhile, in Tennessee, Governor Bill Lee recently signed two laws intended to defend children from transgenderism and gender ideology. While one of the recently signed pieces of legislation prohibits drag shows to be performed on public property or in front of children, the other prevents healthcare providers from providing minors with puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and sex change operations. The legislation will authorize the Attorney General to investigate healthcare providers who violate the ban, who could be fined up to $25,000. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SpencerLNDQST and reach out at Slindquist@Breitbart.com.